Good afternoon. Welcome to Firm Foundations Revival. Today's sermon text comes from Isaiah chapter 33, verse 6, and it says, "Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your time and the strength of your salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure." The context of this text comes from Isaiah chapter 33, just before the battle in chapter 28 through 33, belonged to the terrifying days of the Azarian siege of Jerusalem. Centuria, king of Azara, his army was pillaging cities and ravaging countrysides. The people were panic-stricken. Through it all, God's prophet goes calmly about assuring the people that God will smitten the enemy with terror and they shall flee, leaving behind their plunder. God himself protects Jerusalem like an encircled stream in which the enemy's disintegrate ships will sink. God's word is sure. The Azarene army overthrown. In one night, the Azarene army is destroyed by direct divine intervention. God's word is a sure foundation, a good foundation to make a strong house. The same is true for our lives. When the Israelites were shaken by their enemies, Isaiah prayed for them to stay strong, but their strength would not come from bravery or weapons, but by their lives on God's word, and he will be your only sure foundation. A rich store of salvation and wisdom and understanding. And Jesus said something similar, teaching that those who build their lives on his wisdom would withstand life's storms. A sure sign of foundation needs tending in when cracks appear like anger, sin, problems in the home, when you seek security where it cannot be found, or find wisdom in this age, you are on shaky ground. But those who build their lives on God's foundation gain access to all his strength and treasure. For the Old Testament believer and the New Testament believer, those who heeded God's word, believed in faith, his word gave them and us hope, purpose, comfort, security, eternity. For those who believe in faith upon Jesus Christ, our Lord, God, and Savior. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the division of soul and spirit, and of joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and intent of the heart. God's attributes shared with us in his written word, which we read in the sermonette text, wisdom, knowledge, stability, salvation, fear of the Lord, his treasure. For the one whom God shares his attributes, not only be a hearer of his word, but more importantly, a doer of his word. It's like getting in your car and wanting to go to the store, but you never turn the key. We are going to go through the six attributes from the sermonette, starting with wisdom. The knowledge and judgment of God's written word to be prudent, circumspect, which means cautious, properly upright, counsel, understanding, the faculty of insight, intelligent. The attribute of God's wisdom is intimately related to the divine knowledge manifested itself in the select of proper end with the proper means for their accomplishment. Thus, not only the world of nature, but especially the economy of redemption is manifested of divine wisdom, and redemption comes by the blood of Christ only. Through the redemption comes through Christ only. Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are His. If any one of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives all liberty and without reproach, and He will give it to him. Ask and you shall receive. Knowledge, fact, the expression to know something, meaning approve and to take delight, and implies discovery, detect, as through the law comes the knowledge of sin. And not only if we can admit that we're sinners through the law, we can try to find a Savior, Jesus Christ. Knowledge is spoken of as an embezzlement person because they hate knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord. This one rejects God's gift, but whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure without fear of evil. And this is the one who accepts God's gift. There's always two sides of the coin. May you come to the knowledge that you're a sinner in need of a Savior. Now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may not come. And I can sit here and tell you, I know that for a fact, that people are gone forever in torment. Stability, make of keeping stable, that upon which a thing can rest. Now, this is to say, lest any should deceive you with persuasive words, for though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. Stability of your faith. Firm in the NIV refers figuratively to a military sense, to a solid front. Christ is our firm foundation. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure, for if you do these things, you will never stumble. That's why we stumble, because we keep our eyes off of them. One of many God's promises. Salvation is from the Lord. Deliverance comes from the Lord. And in the text of the scripture by Isaiah to the Israelites in their time of need through his intercession. Salvation in the Old Testament terms referred to form of deliverance, both temporal and spiritual. God delivers his people from their enemies and from the snares of the wicked. And according to Psalms 37:40, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust him. Do you trust the Lord? God also saves by granting forgiveness of sin, answered prayer, joy, peace. The Old Testament prophecy centers upon the one who was to come as a bringer of salvation, and that is Jesus Christ. In the New Testament, salvation is regarded exclusively as from the power and dominion of sin, and of this Jesus Christ is the author. It is freely offered to all men and women, but is conditional upon repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes upon him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Salvation proceeds from the love of God, is based upon the atonement wrought by Christ, is realized in forgiveness, regeneration, sanctification, and the culmination in the resurrection and glorification of all true believers. Fear of the Lord, godly fear, holy reverence. Do you fear the Lord? Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil, remembering what the Lord has done and doing and will do in your lives. Not wanting to grieve the Spirit, walking worthy as a repentant sinner, doing God's will, pleasing Him, doing what we ought to be doing for our Lord God and Savior, because He has done it all. What we do is our reasonable service for the one who gave us life everlasting. Nothing should be that difficult, or, oh my gosh, it's raining. But as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercies. In fear of you, I will worship towards your holy temple. There's no place that I would rather be than here right now. This is where I'm supposed to be. God's word cuts to the heart. The real treasure. And Jesus said this, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And He knows the intent of the heart. You're not going to sneak one past Him. Moral poverty occurs when we place things above relationship. Christ sent His disciples out into the world without possessions, but no one in history has known more wealth than those who chosen men who walked with Jesus. It is when we walk with Jesus that we discover what true riches are. That is so true. It is easy to get distracted by so many things. Christians, stay focused on Christ. When we take our eyes off of Him, things go awry quick. Money, stuff, etc. cannot buy happiness, nor can it buy us and bring us life. Christ brings us life, and He brings it most abundantly. He is the real treasure, and as long as our heart remains with Him, our lives will be truly rich until we go to the next. The final page. Much has been said about this, about the attributes of God, His ability to share them with us through His Word. To know the God of the Bible, read His Word. Go to a good Bible study. Go to a good Bible Christian church. Apply these attributes into your daily lives. Apply all of His words into your lives to grow in the grace and knowledge of His truth. May we not stay comfortable where we are, but keep growing, trusting like the Israelites at that time in His word. And we're going to end in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank You for letting us come here, being a mouthpiece of Your word to be spoken forth with power and might. And may it just fall on ears that will hear and nourish Your word and grow. That's exactly what You want us to do, Lord. You do not want us to be stagnant, but You want us to grow in the grace and knowledge of Your truth, Lord. And may the remainder of this revival just cut people to their heart. And all of this I pray in Jesus' name, amen.